Welcome to the Profit Podcast, everything NFL and fantasy football related all year long, with your host, Calvin Wright.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Profit Podcast. How is it going? It is Sunday, July 10th, which means that the fantasy football content, the podcasts, will start to amp up as we head into the end of July, early August. Things climax with the Profit-Approved Player Podcast, my favorite podcast every single year. But before we get to that, we got to talk about some sleepers, some busts, some players that you need to keep an eye on before we get to the actual Profit-Approved players. And that's what this episode is. This is just some sleepers that I really like. This will be a two-parter. I've got a long list of players, but I'm going to try to keep it a little shorter, a little more digestible content. So we're only going to be doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sleepers on this podcast, but we will also get into some important news and notes from around the NFL, some big storylines you need to have on your radar. I'd like to thank today's sponsor, Prize Picks, for making this show possible. Prize Picks, longtime sponsor of the podcast. Very, very grateful for them. Really, I wouldn't be able to continue doing this show without the help of Prize Picks. They've just been a tremendous help. It's my favorite way to bet on fantasy football, stat lines, overs, unders. But one of my favorite things they do is NFL futures, where you can bet on the season stat lines of different players. I personally love doing this. I made quite a bit of money. I selected the over on pretty much every Najee Harris fantasy stat last season. Made about $270 on that. So NFL futures on Prize Picks is a great way to play and stay engaged early in the fantasy season. When you download Prize Picks, use that promo code PROFIT. And before we get into this, I want to tell you what the giveaway will be. When you use that promo code PROFIT, of course, they match your total deposit, whatever. But the big thing is you're going to be entered in a giveaway for this. Now, last season, the Josh Allen rookie card, if the camera will ever focus on that, graded 9.5. This thing was a really hot topic. A lot of people entered for this giveaway. Only one person won it. So I decided I was going to get another one and do the same item again. So I'll be giving this away week one of the NFL season. At halftime of the first game, Thursday Night Football, I will be announcing the winner for this card. So make sure you enter using that promo code PrizePicks. There are also going to be some other great giveaways. We got Chris Olave mini helmet coming up, a Travis Etienne mini helmet, Trey Lance, Jalen Hurts, all the players that I love giving away some merch of theirs. But without further ado, let's get into the fantasy football news. So the first headline that we need to discuss is that Cordero Patterson, as of July 10th, 11:20 a.m., likely won't be the workhorse running back. Atlanta rested Patterson during all of the team's spring workouts with the intention of heading into the regular season with him fully healthy, but they're expecting the converted return man to operate as a workhorse in 22. That expectation is not overly optimistic. Patterson will most likely not be the workhorse running back. This makes sense as they got Damian Williams. And they also drafted Tyler Allgeier, someone I am very high on. Patterson had a great season last year, but he started to fizzle out, started to get banged up at the end of last season. I think we can all see that he will not be a great fantasy option. He will probably be on a later episode called the Bust episode. Spoiler alert. David Montgomery, as of July 10th, so earlier today, he could trade carries for targets. Matt Elfberius believes Montgomery has the skills to thrive as a pass catcher. All right. That's blah, blah, blah. But they will most likely reduce his carries, share a little more touches in the backfield, but he will be used more as a pass catcher. This is good in PPR leagues. This is good for the Bears offense because David Montgomery is a great pass catcher. He really got a lot of work stolen by Tariq Cohen, but whenever they used him as, you know, a running back and a pass catcher, not only did he do well in fantasy, but the Bears did well in real life. He is a playmaker, great contact, yards after contact, great balance. He is a good running back, and this is exciting to hear that he might be used a little more as a pass catcher. Gives him a boost in PPR leagues. Joe Mixon could play more third downs. This was reported today at 5:29 a.m. They used to rest him a lot on third downs, but they say that they'd like to see a little more bit of usage on third downs this season. There's a chance if he had been in on third down last year, they might have won that Super Bowl if it hadn't been Samaje Perine. See, Samaje Perine is used as the pass catcher, but he's not a better pass catcher than Joe Mixon. I think it's really a rest thing. So if Mixon is in the type of shape and they feel confident that they can use him, that is fantastic news for fantasy football managers. He is actually on the Profit-approved list this season. Spoiler alert. And then Najee Harris, they expect to rest him much more this year. He will not get as much playing time this upcoming season. He'll still be on the field a lot, they said, but certain downs, I will not be on the field, said Harris. This isn't that shocking. He led running backs in snaps with 980 and touches last season. He was a little less efficient on the ground as we would like, only 3.7 yards per carry. Offensive line wasn't great, and Big Ben was not much of a threat. So I don't love Najee Harris this season. I've talked about this quite a few times. I do not love Najee Harris when it comes to fantasy football first-round draft picks. I think he'll be a little bit disappointing. He's not on a do-not-draft, but in the first round, I am not in love with him. I think that his inefficiency paired with the slightly reduced runs and largely reduced catches, I think, targets, I think he'll be a pretty big disappointment if you draft him in the first round. And then the other big news was that Baker Mayfield, this happened a few days ago, he got traded. He is now on the Panthers. He's expected to compete with Darnold for the starting role. I would expect him to win the job. This is actually kind of big for fantasy football. Sam Darnold was so bad that the wide receivers were untouchable. Baker Mayfield is not great by any means, but he is a lot better than Sam Darnold. He is a lot better than Sam Darnold. And he makes DJ Moore quite a bit more appetizing. I want to see where his ADP ends up, but I kind of like DJ Moore now. This is a better quarterback than he's used to. And Baker Mayfield, I know a lot of people hate him. I know he does some stupid stuff, immature, whatever. He's a lot better than Sam Darnold. So I actually love this for the pass catchers in Carolina. All right, that does it for the news. And now let's get into my five sleepers that I have highlighted to talk about today. Number one, sleeper. No shock, Trey Lance. I feel like it's assumed that I love Trey Lance because of my love for running quarterbacks in fantasy football, but I haven't actually done a podcast about Trey Lance. I haven't really talked about him that much, so I'm going to give this to you. In a handful of starts, Trey Lance ran the ball 24 times. Lance has good weapons to work with, a great coach, and if he's given the starting job, he should have a top 8 floor. His arm talent paired with his running ability makes him a fantasy football must draft. Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts. Running quarterbacks win leagues. The next one is staring right at you. Sounds almost like a sales pitch. Give you 30 seconds to convince you. Was it convincing? I hope you're convinced. Ran the ball 24 times in those handful of starts. I think 3 starts. He's going to run the ball a lot if he's a starter. That's what it comes down to. I hate oversimplifying it. But they say, oh, well, he has arm fatigue and training. Great. Bring on the arm fatigue. Let him run. That's how I feel about it. If Trey Lance is running, I want him on my fantasy team. But if he's a decent enough passer to get the ball just in the hands of Deebo Samuel or George Kittle, then I love him. I love him so much because those players create so many yards after the catch. They are playmakers, great in the red zone too. There are so many creative ways for the 49ers to move the ball. I want Trey Lance if he's starting. I want him bad. ADP right now, 10th round. 10th round. That will surely rise if he's named the official starter, but he probably will not be drafted much, much earlier. So Trey Lance is the first sleeper. The next sleeper, keeping it with a quarterback. This one's quite a bit deeper. ADP currently 14-10, meaning the end of the 14th round, 15th round. Pretty much undrafted in most leagues. The name we are all familiar with, Jameis Winston. All right. Let me go into my little sales pitch here. Try to convince you. All right. Jameis Winston showed fantastic fantasy potential last season. He had 2 games with over 25 points before his season was cut short in week 8 by an ACL tear. With Kamara likely suspended to start the season, we could see the Saints roll out with a pass-heavy offense. Chris Olave, Michael Thomas, and Jarvis Landry. That is one of the best receiving cores in the league. Winston could easily be a top 10 start-worthy quarterback this season, and he's essentially free. Top 10. I'm not saying top 5. I'm not saying he's going to be a league winner, but at the end of the draft, when people are taking kickers and defenses, you can get a start-worthy top 10 quarterback, I think. That is incredible value. Insane value. And you would be crazy to pass on it unless you're getting a running quarterback like Trey Lance earlier. But if you're late in the draft, Jameis Winston is going to be a fantastic pick. All right, let's move on to some wide receivers. Wide receivers are one of my strongest suits when predicting fantasy football. Recent years, I've struggled a bit with running backs. I don't really know why, but I've struggled a little bit. But my wide receiver takes have been spot on with Justin Jefferson breakout, the Jamar Chase breakout. I called the Jalen Reagor insanity a few years back. I've been spot on with wide receivers. I will say that is what I think I do best. So here we go. Amon-Ra St. Brown being drafted 609 and a sixth round. Amon-Ra St. Brown was a fantasy football league winner last season. After a slow start to the season, Brown exploded late into the year and averaged 23 points over the last 4 weeks of the season. Brown's outlook is a little murky, though. The Lions drafted Jameson Williams in the first round, one of the better wide receiver prospects we've seen lately. However, given the large amount of garbage time the Lions see each season and the need to constantly play catch-up, I think Amon-Ra St. Brown will still find fantasy success in 2022. Don't expect 23 points each week, but in late sixth... But in the late sixth round, he's a great pick. We all remember it. Amon-Ra St. Brown had that fantasy football just tear of madness when he literally won you your Super Bowl. If you had Amon-Ra St. Brown, he got you to the playoffs and got you through them. Amon-Ra St. Brown went crazy, but obviously things are not always perfect in the Detroit Lions world. It's hard to find fantasy success there usually. But even with the addition of some other weapons, I think that they will have enough garbage time to be playing catch-up, and I think Jared Goff is a decent enough passer that Amon-Ra St. Brown, late sixth round, fantastic draft pick. Fantastic draft pick. We saw the ceiling. We've seen the floor. I think it will be somewhere in the middle, and that's good. That's good with me. If you can get 14 points a week from Amon-Ra St. Brown, sixth, seventh round, whew, that's going to help your team a lot. Moving on to running back, Devin Singletary, 8-10, end of 8th round, early 9th round usually. It's pretty late for running back, but hear me out. Devin Singletary is one of my favorite late round running backs over the last 5 games of 2021. I don't know why I said it that way. A Singletary averaged 18 fantasy points and averaged an 80% snap share. The Bills did add James Cook, but the Bills running a timeshare is hardly anything new. They've had Zach Moss, who sucks. So I expect Singletary to be the main running back in Buffalo in a timeshare. It's the 8th round, so being in a timeshare is something that should not scare you in the 8th round, but it's hard to find a player of Singletary's talent and ability in an offense as high-powered as the Buffalo Bills in the 8th round. So, what does this mean? Singletary's a good running back on a really good offense. The reason people aren't drafting him is because they're worried James Cook is there. It's going to be a timeshare. News alert, it's already been a timeshare, and Singletary has been pretty good in fantasy football. Pretty consistently underrated in fantasy football. James Cook, I'm not completely sold on. I'm not really completely sold on him. Wasn't prolific in college. He's talented. He'll be a good pass catcher, I think. But I think Singletary will get the bulk of the workload on the ground. And I think Zach Moss is a thing of the past. You watch Zach Moss play football, and you're not impressed. The only people impressed by Zach Moss are his parents, I think. So Devin Singletary, 8-10, 8th, 9th round, incredible draft pick. But not as incredible as the next one. Tyler Allgeier, 12-10, end of the 12th round, pretty much undrafted. The news we read earlier about Cordarrelle Patterson ties into this. Tyler Allgeier will most likely become the main running back on the Atlanta Falcons offense. This offense will be rough, yes, but Allgeier is going in the 12th or 13th round in most leagues. He will develop into low-end RB2 flex in PPR leagues. Patterson is old and slowing down. By the end of last season, things weren't too pretty. And Damian Williams has done nothing ever in the history of the world. I think Algier is a fantastic late round sleeper that you need to put your money on. You need to bet on him because if he pans out, don't want to say it. Don't want to say it. It's overused. It's cliche. Don't want to say it. But if it pans out, it's a something winner. If it pans out. And if it doesn't, congratulations, you wasted your 13th round pick. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. There is no one with as low downside as there's no one with such low risk with such high ceiling as Tyler Algier in this season's draft. Nobody. There is no one who could be, you know, a startable running back going that late. They don't exist. They don't exist. I talked about it. The offense will be rough, yes. But there will still be points scored. Points will still be scored. Okay? It's rough, but it's not like they won't score. They will move the ball. It'll be ugly. You don't want to watch it. But if he can oomph out, you know, 12, 13 points each week for your team, at 13th round pick, that's what league winners are. That's what league winners are. No one wants to say it. Everyone wants the league winner to be a flashy, this guy has top three potential. That's not what the league winner is. The league winner is someone that is unheard of, who comes in and every week is startable. They don't have to score 20 points. They just be startable at a draft price where no one else was startable. That is what your league winner is, and that is what Tyler Algier will be. Maybe profit to prove too. Maybe. He might be. All right. I'm going to wrap up this episode. Try to keep it short. 16, 17 minutes long. Perfect podcast episode length, in my opinion. That's about all my attention span can take. So once again, thank you so much for listening. I'll be back in a few days with part two, where I go over the rest of the sleepers on this list. There's six more that I need to talk about before we get into the busts. But once again, thank you for listening. Thank you, PrizePicks, for sponsoring the show. And I will see you all next time.